Now let's imagine staring into the face of a Neanderthal. Think heavy brows, big jaw. They had big brains, too, like our ancestors who lived alongside them for a time in Europe. But it now appears those distinctive facial features may have come before the big brains. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on a new study of some ancient human skulls.
Scientists want to understand the history of Neanderthals because in some ways they were so much like us, even though they died out. The latest twist in the story of the Neanderthals comes from a mysterious place in Spain known as the Pit of Bones. Jean-Jacques Hublin has been there. He studies evolution at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Germany. He says the Pit of Bones is deep inside a cave in the mountains.
And it's a very impressive place to visit because you have to walk a long time underground and then to go along a rope ladder in this deep well in the dark before you get into this kind of small chapel with a bed of bones under your feet.
The bones are from an early species of human that lived almost 500,000 years ago.
There is only one site like this on Earth. I mean, a site which is so rich in terms of the number of fossils that it yields.
He says bones from the bodies of at least 28 individuals somehow ended up at the bottom of this narrow shaft. How they got there, no one knows.
It's strange. It's a mystery. It's difficult to imagine a natural scenario. My Spanish colleagues proposed that actually these bodies has been thrown in this well.
Now those Spanish researchers, along with others on their team, have painstakingly assembled and studied 17 skulls from this bone pit. In the journal Science, they say they used half a dozen different dating techniques to show conclusively that these people lived about 430,000 years ago. That makes these folks the earliest humans to have any Neanderthal-like features. They had faces that look like Neanderthals. No chins, but teeth and jaws that could open wide. Their brain cases were still small and primitive. Rolf Quam of Binghamton University in New York was on the research team. He says it looks like the evolution of Neanderthals may have started with a kind of specialized chewing. Why chewing? Quam says they're trying to figure that out. It must have served some purpose.
Because it's a complex set of features, it does seem like a good candidate to represent an adaptation rather than something that occurs randomly by genetic drift.
Maybe they use their teeth almost like a third hand. They could hold a big hunk of meat in their jaw while they cut it, for example. There were other groups of early humans living in Europe at this time. Maybe their powerful jaws gave this particular group some kind of advantage. Quam says all these skulls seem to be from the same species.
We do believe that they are probably closely related. They probably are some kind of extended clan.
Scientists are still trying to learn exactly how they're related, because that might explain how they all ended up in the same pit. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.